The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk.
Fasten your seatbelts. It's going to be a bumpy night.
To infinity and beyond.
I just love finding new places to wear diamonds.
I could have been a contender. I could have been somebody.
There's no place like home.
Life was like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get.
Well, it's that time of the week when we take a trip down memory lane of a classic movie and go behind the scenes.
I'm singing in the rain, just singing in the rain. What a glorious feeling, I'm happy again. I'm laughing at clouds so dark up above. The sun's in my heart and I'm ready for love. Let the stormy clouds chase everyone from the place. Come on with the rain.
Well, that's Gene Kelly in the 1952 musical rom-com Singin' in the Rain. Television producer with Mind the Gap Films, Bill Hughes, has selected that for this week. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Pat. I thought we all needed a bit of cheering up. So, yeah, it's such a classic film. When it was released, it wasn't fully appreciated at the time. It was very minor success. It's only in latter years and with the advent of television and the television repeats of it as a Christmas movie that it just went into the annals as a classic, and it's now regarded as the greatest musical ever made.
Now, it's an interesting one because it's Hollywood kind of looking at itself as it does from time to time in various movies.
Yeah, and it was a very, very unhappy film as well. I mean, you're looking at the late 20s when so many of the great stars of the silent era were going out of work because they didn't have voices that would transfer over to the talkies. So they had these very heavy accented voices that the public just were not going to get. So the voice didn't match the face. And as a result, overnight, a whole swathe of the biggest stars in Hollywood became completely redundant. And it in the hindsight of the 1950s, being able to look back on it with this film, which is what it does, it sort of gives you an insight into how it was back then. Arthur Freed had written a bunch of songs with Nacho Herb Brown, and he wanted to find a way to make a movie that would include all of them. And he brought in Betty Comton and Adolph Green to try and turn it into a script. At the time, they didn't know what it was going to be. They thought it was going to be maybe a Western, so they had Howard Keel in it. They thought it was going to be maybe vaudeville, or maybe it was going to be a swashbuckle pirates thing. They really genuinely had no concept of what the movie was going to be. And so when Comden and Green came on board, they started to put manners on the structure and to bring all the songs together. And at the time, Gene Kelly was shooting An American in Paris with Stanley Donen. And so Gene Kelly and Stanley Donen came over to Singin' in the Rain as the team that were going to make this happen. And then the casting started and they brought in the great Donald O'Connor, who is and was one of Hollywood's finest gentlemen. And Debbie Reynolds, who was only 18 at the time, and she was known as a gymnast, not a dancer. And Gene Kelly made her life hell on the shoot because he wanted her to dance, but he didn't have patience to show her how. And in the scene Good Morning, at the end of it, it was like a 14-hour day and her feet exploded and she was bleeding and she had to be bandaged and everything. And she said later that the two greatest pains in her life were childbirth and filming Singin' in the Rain. but Gene Kelly picked on her. he was very unpleasant to her. And at one stage, Fred Astaire visited the set and found her crying on the floor under a piano and asked her what was going on. And when she explained it to him, he took her privately and he started to teach her how to dance. And so it transpired that as the film went on, that she came into herself. She was, as I say, 18, so it was all new to her. But the casting...
There's one extraordinary thing about the singing in the rain routine, which is in the rain. And rumour always had it that it was done in one take with multiple cameras. True or false?
Oh, completely false. It took 3 days. It took 3 days. And not only that, the wool suit that Gene Kelly was wearing shrank in the rain. So it was getting smaller with every take and he was getting squeezed in the suit. So they were trying to stretch it in between takes to get him back into it, to make it look vaguely natural on him. So, there were a number of things. They also said that how did they get the rain to look so beautiful? And in fact, they put milk powder in the rain for some of the takes. But in fact, they shot it from backlighting. And the backlighting, whatever way they were able to crisscross the lighting, that gave them the effect that these silver droplets of rain would work within that scene. So, yeah, it was all very... Donald O'Connor... Donald O'Connor, when he did Make Him Laugh, which is one of the greatest dance sequences ever put on film, one of the things he does in it is he smokes. Because he smokes, it's like funny, haha, make him laugh. And he's like, but he, for the takes, had to get through 4 packs of cigarettes a day. And he ended up in the hospital with respiratory problems after it. It took 3 days to shoot that. And he was laid low for a week. So there were just all these health problems coming and going constantly on the film. So
you have another clip, Bill, if you'd set the scene.
I will. One of the great characters in Singing in the Rain is Jean Hagen. She plays Lena Lamont. And Lena Lamont is the love interest of Don Lockwood, played by Gene Kelly. And as far as she's concerned, they're having an affair. But as far as Gene Kelly's concerned, they're absolutely not having an affair. But it was the studio were trying to manufacture this kind of relationship between them. And she was completely against the Debbie Reynolds character, you know, in the film, getting top billing. So they tried to work on her diction because her diction was atrocious. And she was going to be one of the stars who would not make the transition from silent to talkies. And here she is with the vocal coach trying to say a very simple sentence.
Now, ta te ti to tu.
Ta te ti to tu.
No, Miss Lamont, round tones, round tones. Now let me hear you read your line.
And I can't stand him.
And I can't stand him.
And I can't stand him.
Can't.
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 It never stops. It's very, it ceases to make me laugh. Yeah. Yeah, which is great.
It's very good. I watched a bit of it last night. I didn't have time to watch the whole thing again. And it just is complete entertainment. I mean, you can forget your troubles. You can forget all the other goings on in the world and just sit back and luxuriate in Singing in the Rain.
And when you've got such optimistic songs as Good Morning and Singing in the Rain and Make 'Em Laugh, that they're just coming and All I Do Is Dream of You. There are just so many songs in it that went on to be classics as well. And Jean Hagen, for that role there as Lena Lamont, she was nominated for the Academy Award for Best Supporting Actress. Donald O'Connor won the Golden Globe for Best Actor in a Musical. Betty Comden and Adolf Green ended up getting the Writers Guild of America for the screenplay. So there was some appreciation of the people who were working on it at the time, but it didn't, as I say, in the immediate release, it didn't click. And it's only subsequently that we realize, my God, this is absolute cinema gold. And there are so many funny moments in it, like the dealing with sound and the awful rattling of jewelry on microphones before they knew where the microphones were. And there's just so much to look at and so much to enjoy. And I think anybody can rediscover it. Yeah. So
Bill Hughes, television producer with Mind the Gap Films, thank you very much.